It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Yes. Viewmaster, yes. You want Sam?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
So today...
I just want to quickly let you know I watched Afterlife.
Oh, how was it? How'd you find it?
Yeah, good.
Good? Any more sentences?
But then I was thinking about what you'd said about it. But it was good.
Yeah,
you
enjoyed it?
It was insightful. Okay. I like it.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good morning,
so
Sam.
Today we're talking about The Act, which is the 8-part limited series on Hulu. HBO. Hulu. I don't know. It's on Lightbox here in New Zealand, I think.
Yep.
But it's basically the true life crime story of Dee Dee and Gypsy Rose Blanchard. And if you don't know who they are, this is this viral story that swept the nation in like 2016 on BuzzFeed News. And I remember reading it when it came out. And I was like shocked and appalled and kind of terrified. So if you don't know what it is, basically...
Pretty funky thing to write to do a TV series on as well.
I know. So it's a story of Munchausen's by proxy, which if you don't know what that is, that's when Munchausen's is a syndrome where people pretend to be sick to get like affection or... medical care or just a slew of mental issues, like they've got mental
or escape reality, have to deal with something that they would normally have to deal with. You know?
Does it actually acknowledge the scientific name for it in the series, or is it just toxic relationship?
So far it's just a toxic relationship. Okay. But Munchausen's by proxy is when a parent or a family member or a partner pretends like someone else is sick so they can get gratification. So in this show, Dee Dee, also known as Claudine Blanchard, tells everyone that her child, Gypsy Rose Blanchard, is sick. And also, through a series of unfortunate events, not that TV show, but not this show, that was the dumb joke. Basically, the show starts off with the family moving to a small town in Missouri because they've had a house built for them by Habitat for Humanity because they lost their original house in Katrina, Hurricane Katrina. So she managed to use that unfortunate circumstance of Hurricane Katrina to lose all of Gypsy Rose's medical records and then change Gypsy Rose's age to be 4 years younger than she actually is. And basically lied to all these doctors and just like had multiple doctors, and every time a doctor said that her child wasn't sick, she'd move on to a new doctor. So eventually she managed to convince everyone that Gypsy Rose was had muscular dystrophy, had sleep apnea, had the mind of a 7-year-old, had all of these issues with her salivary glands, her eyes, her ears, had to have a feeding tube installed.
So this is a true story.
True story. And kept her in a wheelchair her whole life. And it's really, really tragic story. And then Gypsy Rose, sometime around her 23rd birthday, but in her brain, her 19th birthday, kills her mother and escapes with her online boyfriend because she managed to get a laptop and make a friend on Facebook and...
Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, so the whole thing's true. So she'd been.
Oh, wow.
Man, that must be. Sounds like a difficult and
a
emotional
dark,
watch.
Difficult, tense, really creepy watch. Because Gypsy Rose Blanchard, so she went like Child of the Year in 2009 and stuff. Like, there's all those documented footage.
Child of the Year.
Yeah, because she was so sick.
I didn't know that.
But she wasn't even sick.
Only one person can win, Tess.
Obviously.
Those of us that didn't win it.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You're still great.
Yeah, totally. Sorry, guys. But yeah, so she won it in 2009. There's all this footage of them as, like, I've watched all the footage and stuff. Well, not all of it. There's lots. But, like, I've watched lots of the interviews and stuff on, you know, reality shows or news segments and stuff. And it was, like, a tragic story. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like,
Dee
Dee, she's so lovely. She's a stay-at-home carer for a really sick child. And then everyone knew them in their town and stuff. And everyone knew about the story. And then it turns out that Gypsy Rose was never sick at all.
So did she kind of like get up out of the wheelchair and was like, guys, I'm fine?
Yeah.
Wow.
They found Gypsy Rose
so weird.
That's so
at
nuts.
Her boyfriend's house and she walked out in perfect health. Not just like perfect health for her, but perfect health in general. And everyone was like, holy crap, what is going on?
How can you, without medical records, say without a test that your child has...
muscular dystrophy and stuff. Well, no.
Well, it said leukemia and epilepsy and stuff.
So she managed to just...
I guess if you've lost the medical records and you are convincing enough, then they'll just put you back on all that medication, wouldn't they?
And I mean, she had a feeding tube installed. She was in a wheelchair. She had her head shaved. So doctors would look at her and think she was right. She was like malnourished as well. So everyone was like, oh, she must be sick. Like, so it was a total drop of the ball by every single medical professional that saw her, apart from the ones that did raise red flags, which there is one in the TV show. I'm not sure how true to life that is, because it's obviously an adaptation of a true story. But yeah, this entire thing happened. And then so Gypsy Rose ended up spending 10 years in prison for murdering her mum, because she made a plea deal for down to second degree murder. And she's out in 2023. And apparently she's doing really well.
So did she in the... Well, that's all part, probably part of the series. I don't want to spoil it.
Oh,
well,
she killed her mum. So she killed her mum.
It's a true life story, guys. Like, I've spoiled the series for you.
Do you know what? Do you know what? In that sort of last 20 seconds before she did kill her mum would have been reflecting on things, I guess.
Yeah, well, there was a, so there's 4 episodes out at the moment. There's 8 episodes in total. So let's talk about the TV show, because I've talked about the actual...
Slow down, Sam. What?
Oh, sorry. There's 4 episodes out at the moment. There's 8 episodes in total. And I just finished episode 4, and it gets really tense. So at this point,
I'm tensed up already thinking about even opening up the box of episode 1.
It's super. So the show's really drawn out. It's really creepy because Gypsy Rose speaks with this childlike voice, like super high pitched, and Dee Dee has this Louisiana drawl. Paid by Patricia Arquette, by the way. So obviously, chews up the scenery, and it's absolutely amazing. The show, and it's just this tense, creepy, uncomfortable, unnerving thing to watch. So like, I enjoyed watching it, but I wanted it to be a bit faster because I want to get to the end of it, because I don't want to keep watching it, but I do, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that sounds like a good
you're saying before about how you thought there were 4, it was only 4 episodes, but it's 8.
Yeah,
so you're right, it's kind of
like a true crime documentary, but not reenacted instead.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. It's kind of meant to be, it's kind of like Sharp Objects.
Yeah,
kind of like that. Yeah, it's like truly that kind of, like Assassin of Gianni Versace, where you see like the inside of people's lives and stuff. It's kind of like that, but it's
Sharp Objects wasn't real though.
I wonder how much Gypsy Rose had to do with the production and stuff.
So the person that wrote the article, the original BuzzFeed news article that blew this story up, is the executive producer for the show.
Right,
so
and that do they person, have a relationship with Gypsy Rose?
Yeah.
Right. So she would have had some sort of say in like the ongoings.
Well, it's her whole story because no one else knows the full story.
Yeah.
Because Dee Dee's dead and everyone else didn't know the two of them because they were so insular. It's a super codependent relationship where they were together all the time. Like, Gypsy Rose only had, like, one friend and they only spent time together in front of her mum. So she really had no friends apart from when she snuck onto online dating websites and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Snuck on there, eh? Just like... did she tell? Because her boyfriend's from the same town.
No.
Okay. So did she go, listen, okay, here's the thing you need to know about me. Like, that's pretty full on.
Yeah,
eh?
No, there's a whole scene where she walks in. She walks into somewhere, and this guy that she was talking to is like, wait, you're walking?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah. And it's just like, he's baffled, I'm baffled, everyone's baffled.
Yeah.
Like,
there's no lead up to that. One scene, she's like, spoiler, but you know.
Whatever. Yeah. Well, you know what happens in the show. But yeah, it's just, the show is baffling, it's confusing, it's really, really good. I really, really enjoy it. I reckon everyone watch it. But maybe.
You don't enjoy it? You're
well, this is the thing. It's sick to enjoy it in some ways because it's like a really sad, awful story.
And it happened in 2015.
But it's a human. That's a human. Some humans did it. And other humans were around it. And that's why, I mean.
Well, that's the same with any true crime documentary, really, isn't it? Like, it's always hard to watch that stuff because you're like, well, this is actually something that happened. Yeah, yeah.
And also, like, a woman got murdered and you've got to have that moral dilemma in your head where you're like, well, watching the show, like, did she deserve it? Did she not? Does anyone know? It's got a whole can of frogs that you don't want to open up, but it's really...
But then once you open it up, you're stuck inside the can.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was reading up... I've been reading so many articles about it.
Stinks of frogs.
It's a lot. But,
So when did the rest of it come out? When does the rest
April
of it come
10th,
out?
I think.
Ooh. Then you're going to be torn between that and Game of Thrones.
It's already April 10th, isn't it? I don't know. It's maybe next
April
week.
April 10th tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I think I read April 10th. I'm not
Dennis's
sure.
Dennis's birthday tomorrow. Hey, happy birthday, Dennis.
Cool. Well, that was The Act you're talking about.
Yeah, I think it's on Lightbox or Neon. I can't really remember.
Oh, dive in if you feel like you can.
Go watch it, guys.
Stuff.
And read up on the story because it's really a good read, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Sam.
Thanks.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
This is not for sure, it's not for now and gone tomorrow. This is all I know, you're my people, you're my home.
been in holes with the curtains closed. Ask on dinner tables, drinking soap. To wash up the ugly, to wash up the funk. To wash up the unforgiving, now we have sauce. You matter to me. You matter to me.
Zubong JR with a track called Friends, spelled F-R-E-N-S. And if you'd like to go and see a fantastic event at the Altia Centre on May 25th, celebrating the work and time and having the discussion, and on stage will be Miss Jane Goodall, Dr. Jane Goodall. Dr. Jane Goodall from making that important connection with the chimpanzees that time in the forest that time. And, of course, the UN ambassador for peace and with an amazing knowledge about the ecology of the earth. And just a fine person, a fine, fine person, Jane Goodall. And, if you just want to hang out on the internet and look at Facebook and read about shitty things and shallow little boring bits of sort of clickbait news. If you'd rather do that, then don't enter this. Don't give me a call now on 0930938 79. But if you do want to go and see Jane Goodall at the Altair Centre and expand your knowledge and be in the room and experience share the knowledge with a fine person, a fine human being, then give me a call now, 0930938 79. If you've got a Simplicity B card. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Preferred Michael, did you call me?
I was going to call you one thing and then I changed my mind halfway through and I kind of messed up. But hi, Mikey, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you? What's your name?
Tony.
Tony, congratulations. Have you got a B card?
I do indeed.
It's my great pleasure to send you and a friend along to that. Tony, stay on the line, please. I'll get your details, okay?
Awesome.
Good day.
Thank you.
Not to do this, full of shit.
BFM News Headlines.
Atamare, your news headlines for 10 o'clock. The Royal Commission's terms of reference have been published ahead of their inquiry into the Christchurch terror attacks. Junior doctors' potential five-day strike is raising concerns for patients. US President Donald Trump has designated Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard Corps as a foreign terrorist organization. And Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has criticised animal rights activists as shameful and un-Australian after dozens were arrested in nationwide protests. These stories in full, along with weather and surf, coming up at 10 o'clock.
Thank you very much indeed. And Oscar, you're here to tell us all about The Wire, which will come up at 12 o'clock.
It is indeed. Yeah, we've got a packed show again, which is good. So in the international desk, we revisit the Rwandan genocides. As it is the anniversary of that event this week. Oh, yeah. And then we also discuss the kind of current Israeli elections, which are happening as we speak, as well as kind of general relations between Israel and the other Gulf states. So then at board games, no Pippa Coom this week, which is interesting. We've instead got Ariana Christie, and so it's great. She's been on before, and so it's good to hear her again. So we talked about our local heroes and what makes community heroes. And then we also have a massive community garden one. So yesterday was the launch of a project called Rahina Hora, so Wellbeing Mondays, and that was down at Griffiths Garden on Wellesley Street. And so I went down to the launch of that. And then,
so you're part of the community there at the community garden?
I would like to say so. I have been involved with that group for a while.
Hands
with
dirty,
multiple
you got your
groups.
Hands dirty, as it were.
Indeed. And then not only did I go down to there, Whenua, and discuss their mahi down there, they also came up here afterwards, and we had a 45-minute discussion as well as a 20-minute learning lesson afterwards, and we learned some toparapara and various other things. And so that will be condensed into a piece today and a piece next week, so that's exciting. And we potentially have even more. I think we've got a green desk as well, as usual, which is good. However, I'm yet to receive that. And then we may also have another piece about a new up-and-coming thing over in Mount Roskill, as well as...
Mysterious!
Yeah, we're just all over the place, which is good.
All right.
All over the beautiful city of Tamaki Makaurau.
Thank you very much, Oscar. That's on The Wire at midday today. The time is 26 minutes to 10 o'clock in the morn, in your morn.
Nice pressing. Half speed master? Pristine grooves.
Oh, 180 gram.
It's thick.
Take me now.
Oh, is that the runout etching?
Love vinyl? Us too. That's why we're broadcasting live from Southbound Records for Record Store Day. From 8, Jump from Swap Meet will be in-store spinning tunes. And from 9, you can come join them. Grab some deals, some Record Store Day exclusive releases. There'll even be free baking and coffee till midday. 95 BFM Record Store Day, live from Southbound Records. 132 Simon Street, this Saturday, 8 a.m. till 11.
Ah, oof. What? Where am I?
Would you care for a cocktail?
Who are you? I was just in my kitchen, and then...
Wambo! There's no need for concern. Fancy a margarita.
Oh, please. Where am I?
Ha ha ha. In the in-between. The gloaming hours betwixt afternoon and night. The place we call Cocktail Corner. I can make you something with Teeling Irish whiskey, perhaps, if you like.
Yes, please. Oh, wow, sorry. I thought I was in one of those weird dreams where all your teeth fall out. Oh, phew.
Cocktail Corner, a deep journey into the fantastical world of the mixed drink. 5:30 every Thursday, only on 95 BFM Drive. Proudly brought to you by Teeling Irish Whiskey.
May the fourth be with you for J-Day, a galactic rebellion against the dark side of prohibition. Set coordinates for Cloud City, Albert Park. Celebrate cannabis culture with markets, stalls and music, and show your support for making cannabis legal.
If you strike one up, you shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
J-Day, Saturday, May the 4th, high noon till 4:20. More info at normal.org.nz. Hashtag make it legal. Thanks to the Hemp Store on K-Road.
What shoes are you going to wear to Lawrence Arabia? Like, I want something tough, but not just like work shoes.
I totally know what you mean. I don't want to wear just anything to Lawrence Arabia. I need my feet to pop. Notice me, Lawrence. Notice the foot pop.
95BFM wants you living well and looking better. That's why we're giving away 3 double passes to Lawrence Arabia at the Hollywood Avondale and 3 pairs of beautiful Blundstone shoes. More comfort, more protection, more places to see and go. Just stay tuned to 95BFM Breakfast all this week to be in to win.
Playing at the Hollywood Avondale, April 26th and 27th, 95BFM presents Lawrence Arabia.
Liquid cold.
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Woo! It sure is, ladies and gentlemen. We got a big winner in today. A world leader, a senior research fellow at the Auckland Bioengineering Institute. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Peng Du, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Mikey.
Now, when I say big winner, I say big winner of the Prime Minister's McDermott Emerging Scientist Prize. That's a $200,000 prize that you won in March of this year for development of devices that help in the fast, reliable diagnosis and treatment of gut problems. These gut problems, we're starting to realize they have a lot to do with everything, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. The gut is connected to everything, and we have a saying in this field that you are what you eat.
So yeah. There you go.
I think sort of in the last sort of 10 years we're realizing that, aren't we? You
know, absolutely.
And we're all talking about the flora and you know the microbiomes yeah. and all that sort of stuff. We talked about that with Natural Angel and Naturopath yesterday, actually. Mm-hmm. And it's this is important stuff. And you won the prize. You're a world leader. What did you do? What swung the judge's decision?
I guess gave a very good talk and they were impressed. That's the most important thing. But honestly, I didn't get here by myself, and there's a whole team that I'm working with, and over the past 10 years or so, especially right here in New Zealand at the University of Auckland. Exactly, right?
Yep.
The whole group worked together to really understanding this electrical activation of the gut problem.
What does that mean, electrical activation?
Just plug it in, do you?
Yeah, that's all right. So, I always tell people that, the gut is a muscle, right? Yeah. It's just like any muscles in the human body. And it, like the heart, when the gut contracts to grind down its food and digest the contents we eat,